Okay, so you know how we were talking about that research paper on monopsony power, the one you sent over?
The one about how the demand for specific job tasks can really influence wages, especially after big layoffs.
Exactly. It's a fascinating deep dive and could give anyone a serious edge in their next salary negotiation. Because it's not just about what industry you're in, right? It's the actual tasks your job needs you to do.
Absolutely. It's really common to think, oh, the tech market or the healthcare market, but this research really zooms in on those individual skills.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if only a handful of employers actually need your very particular set of skills.
Right. Like you're suddenly the world's leading expert in teaching dolphins to translate ancient Greek.
Okay, well, that's very specific.
Well, it could happen. But you see my point. Your bargaining power wouldn't be as strong as you'd think, even with a super niche and valuable skill set, if there are only a few potential employers out there.
Exactly, and that's where monopsony power comes in. It's basically a buyer's market, but for jobs.
So if there are only a few companies hiring for your skill set, they have more power to set wages. Just like a buyer's market where sellers have to lower their prices if they want to make a sale.
Precisely. It's all about supply and demand, but in this case, we're talking about labor.
So how did this research actually play out in the real world? Well, they used data from Norway.
Norway is great for this kind of study because they have incredibly transparent data systems. We can really track workers' earnings over time. Plus, their worker protections are really strong. So we're not just seeing the effects of weak labor laws skewing things.
Yeah, it's like a perfect little microcosm to study this concept. And get this, they found that looking at workers based on their specific job tasks actually gives you a totally different picture of the labor market than if you just focus on industries.
Right. It's like comparing the market for furniture to the market for cabinet makers who specialize in art deco furniture.
Okay, I love that analogy. It's related, but not the same at all.
Exactly. You can have tons of furniture makers, but only a small, highly specialized subset who are masters of art deco.
So to measure all of this, the researchers use something called a Herfindahl-Hirschman Index, or HHI.
Don't worry, I won't make you do the math on this one.
Thank goodness.
Essentially, the HHI measures how concentrated employment is for certain types of workers. Think of it like this. Let's say you have 100 web developers in a city. If they're all spread out across tons of different companies, the HHI is going to be relatively low because the market is less concentrated. But if those same 100 developers all work for just five giant tech companies, well, the HHI shoots way up because now you have a few employers controlling a large chunk of the job.
Okay, that makes sense. So a high HHI basically means there's more potential for this monopsony power to be at play.
You got it. And this is where it starts to get really interesting, especially when you look at how this played out in Norway.
Because they found that women in Norway were often clustered in these higher HHI job task groups more so than men, even within the same geographic area.
That's right. And to really understand what effect that has, they looked at what happened to wages after something like a mass layoff or a company closure. They compared workers in those high HHI task groups to those in lower HHI groups, and that's when we start to see those monopsony effects really come to life.
And here's where the data gets really interesting. Those workers in the high HHI groups, the ones with fewer potential employers, they saw their earnings drop even more after a layoff. It's kind of like if you think about a small island. If a big storm hits that island, everyone feels it, right? But in a big city, a storm's impact is spread out over a much wider area.
That's a great way to put it. And it really highlights how this monopsony effect works. In those high HHI groups, the employers had more power to offer lower wages because let's face it, the workers had fewer options, especially in a scramble after a job loss.
So it's classic supply and demand, but it's playing out in the job market in a way that most people probably don't even realize.
Absolutely. And it underscores how much the structure of the market itself can impact what happens to your paycheck, even more than your individual skills and experience sometimes.
It's true. And get this, the study found that this effect was even stronger for highly educated workers, which seems a little counterintuitive at first. Shouldn't more education equal more options, more bargaining power?
Right, it seems like it should. But here's the thing. The researchers suggest that those highly skilled jobs often involve fewer transferable skills. They're hyper-specialized.
So going back to our dolphin translator.
Please tell me they found someone.
Haha, wouldn't that be amazing? But you get the idea. Even if they're brilliant at ancient Greek and dolphin language, those skills might not easily transfer to something else.
Exactly. And that limited transferability is key because it means fewer alternative paths within their niche.
It's like the difference between knowing how to bake a cake and being a pastry chef who specializes in French macarons.
Perfect example. Both are great skills, but one is applicable in a lot more places than the other.
So if a French macaron expert suddenly finds themselves out of a job in a small town with limited bakeries, their options are going to be much more limited.
Exactly. And that's what played out in the Norwegian data, too. The negative impact of those layoffs on wages was way worse in smaller, more concentrated towns than in bigger cities.
Which makes sense, right? Because in a big city, there are more industries, more companies, more ways to pivot if you need to.
Precisely. And that's why understanding this whole monopsony thing is so important. It's not just about layoffs either.
Right. This applies even if you're not currently job hunting.
Absolutely, because just knowing about this potential for monopsony power in your field can completely change how you approach everything from salary negotiation to long-term career planning.
Okay, so how do we actually use this information to make smarter career moves? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got this whole monopsony power concept laid out in front of us, but how do we actually use this info, you know, to make smarter career decisions going forward?
Well, it starts with really understanding your own little niche in the job market. And I mean, get really granular here. It's not enough to just say I'm in tech or I'm a project manager.
Right. It's about those specific tasks you excel at. Like, are those in high demand across the board or are they more specialized?
Exactly. You want to think about how concentrated the demand is for your skill set. And the researchers actually found something really interesting about this. Those workers who were in those high HHI clusters remember the ones with fewer potential employers.
Yeah, yeah.
They were less likely to switch to a totally different type of job after a layoff. It's like they were kind of anchored to their specialization, even if it meant a potential pay cut.
Hmm. That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder, did those workers feel stuck? Like their skills were only valued in this shrinking market? Or did they have a more focused job search because they knew exactly where their expertise fit?
It's a great question. And it really gets at how our own perceptions of our skills can shape the choices we make.
It's like we're conditioned to identify with these broad job titles. I'm a software engineer or I'm in marketing. But maybe the real power move is to be able to say, these are the core tasks I'm amazing at, and this is where they're truly valued.
100%. And that's where being aware of this whole monopsony dynamic can be huge. Even if you're not facing a layoff right now, just knowing about this potential for monopsony power in your field gives you a leg up when it comes to things like salary negotiation.
Because if you know that only a handful of companies really need your unique set of skills, you can walk into those conversations with a lot more leverage.
Exactly. It's not just about saying, this is what I'm worth. It's about saying, this is what I'm worth, given how few other people can do what I do.
It completely changes the game.
Right. It's all about understanding those market dynamics and using them to your advantage.
I love it. So basically, we've uncovered this hidden layer of the job market, and now we can use it to make more informed decisions.
Precisely. And while this particular research was focused on Norway, the insights really do apply across the board. And as more jobs become even more specialized, this is only going to become more important.
That's a great point. So next time you're updating your resume or prepping for that big interview, remember this conversation. Remember the HHI? Think about those core in-demand skills. That awareness could make all the difference in your next paycheck. And hey, that's the power of a good deep dive, right? Thanks for exploring this with us.